Discover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we've been continuing our series called Lord of All. I love this verse here in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." I want to ask you that question today. Is Jesus Christ Lord of all? Now, I'm not asking, is he Lord of some, but rather, is he Lord of all? We've been looking at some areas that we really need to focus on if we want to truly acknowledge Christ as Lord of all. And the first area we looked at was our appetites. And certainly that's something that we all have to deal with. And this is why fasting is so important. I would encourage you to get into the habit of fasting regularly. You know, even if it's just one meal a week, just miss your breakfast or miss your lunch or maybe one day a week, you know, where you drink water and you go without food. I've done that for many, many years. And I find it quite helpful way of dealing with the flesh because certainly our flesh doesn't like it, but I do believe we need to be disciplined people. We need to be disciplined with our appetites, disciplined with what we're eating. I think it's good to cut out food that's bad for you. We need to cut back on our consumption of sugar and caffeine and eat more healthily. I think that's important because if you eat more healthily, you'll feel better. And, you know, we need to take care of the bodies we have because we only have one body to take you through this life. And so you need to take care of it. Exercise, get sleep, eat properly, drink water. Anyway, we have to learn to deal with our appetites, and it's not just, physically, but sexually, your appetite for entertainment. If you're watching stuff that's full of filthy language, then don't be surprised if some of those words pop out, you know, later on down the road. But we have to deal with our appetite for entertainment. And so don't be, you know, watching things that are inappropriate for you as a believer. Secondly, our emotions. We have to be in control of our emotions. I think this is so important. And more importantly, Christ has to be Lord of our emotions. And that means, you know, toxic thoughts, toxic emotions, anger, lust, fear, despair, depression, deal with them, self-pity. We have to learn to deal with these toxic emotions. You know, God has not given you a spirit of fear, one of power, love, and a sound mind. And so we need to make sure that Christ is Lord of our emotions. And if you will do so, you will have a far happier life. You'll have a happier marriage, a happier home. Your kids will find you more pleasant to be around. Because again, if we learn to deal with frustration and, the ups and downs of life without yielding to toxic emotions, then it creates a much more positive environment for everybody. So don't be looking for sympathy online and broadcasting and every problem to the world because you're looking for pity. Don't be like that, you know. Don't be so self-indulgent. Just bring it to the Lord in prayer and present your needs to him and he will look out for you. The third area was our thoughts. Christ must be Lord of our thoughts. And let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous man their thoughts, because if we don't deal with our thoughts will deal with us. This is really the root issue of many of the problems that people have in their lives as believers, is that they're simply not dealing with the thoughts. And if you deal with the thoughts, you'll never have to deal with the acts. If you deal with the root, you won't have to deal with the fruit. And so the root of many of our problems is the thoughts that we did not take captive. And 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 tells us that we take the word of God as power to demolish strongholds and to take captive every thought. It says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Well, how do you do that? Well, if this is where renewing your mind with the Bible is so important, because if you don't know what the Bible says, you won't know what God thinks, because the word of God contains the thoughts of God. And so it's as we renew our mind with his word that we become acquainted with God's thoughts, God's ways, and that will help us to think differently. And so when something isn't consistent with what the word of God says, we take it captive. So that thought that says you're ugly or unloved or unable or inadequate, that's a lie. you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You're loved by God. You're called by God. You're anointed by God. He's with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? So the fourth area was our priorities. This is very, very key, I believe, in this season. If we want to truly walk in the blessing of God, and if we want Christ to truly be Lord of all, he must be Lord of our priorities. Too many times we're only praying when we get into trouble. Rather, we need to pray before we make decisions. We need to pray before we make commitments. We now need to allow Christ to be Lord of our priorities and allow him to guide us as we set those priorities. And like I said, prayer must be a priority. The Gospel of Mark chapter 1:35 says Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. So prayer must be a priority in our lives. I shared yesterday about how Christmas Day, we instituted a habit of bringing the children to church even when they were little, and didn't necessarily understand. But what it did, it set a pattern of going to church on a Sunday, and now they're teenagers and they love going to church. It's part of their life. They couldn't think of a Sunday where they weren't going to church. And so this is important, because first you make your habits and then your habits make you, but your habits are determined by your priorities. And that's the reality, because your priorities determine your actions, and what you're doing habitually, like I said, becomes a habit. And so priorities are important. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way in which they shall go. When they're old, they will not turn from it. And so you must prioritize the Word of God in your life, because there's no use saying to children, do what I say, not what I do, because they will do what they see. And this is reality. Children learn by what they see. And if they do not see you honoring God's word and giving time to God's word and prioritizing God's word and God's ways, they won't either. It's as simple as that. And so how we spend our time and our money are two of the best indications of our priorities. And that's why, like I said, I believe in tithing. I believe in giving into the local church. I would encourage you to support UCB Ireland. I think it's a wonderful ministry. And to make that a priority, because I believe as Christians, you know, the preaching of the gospel and the saving of souls should be a priority. And that's happening through UCB, and that the word of God is being ministered around the nations. So Isaiah chapter 55, it talks about seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord must be a priority in our lives. Verse 6 says, Isaiah 55 and 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We must seek the Lord. This must be a habit. This must be a priority. Too many times, let's be honest, we prioritize sleeping over praying. Obviously, it's important that you're getting sufficient rest. Part of that issue isn't happening in the morning. It's happening the night before, because you're staying up too late watching TV. So get to bed earlier and you'll find it easier to get up in the morning. But seek the Lord while he may be found. And John 9 and verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And so the parable of the 10 virgins, I believe, is key to understanding the season that we're in right now, because really what it shows us is that clearly there is such a thing as too little, too late. So is Christ Lord of how you spend your time? And by a direct implication, your money, because as they say, time is money. If he is Lord of your time, then it will be evident in your priorities, and your priorities are simply what you're willing to give your time and your effort to, because you invest your time in things, and like anything you spend, once you spent it, it can't be spent again. And this is why Jesus is our example. I quoted this already, Mark 1:35. Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. We must follow his example and be people of prayer and prioritize prayer. Because if we don't rise early to seek the Lord, we have a tendency to just sleep in and just never rise and give time to prayer because we're so busy. It's like Martin Luther said, I'm so busy I have to give the first 2 hours of the day to the Lord in prayer. And so, you know, if we don't give time to prayer, we will really miss those moments of divine encounters with the Lord. And my sheep hear my voice. Another version says, my sheep listen to my voice. But the reality is, part of our prayer life is learning to listen to the Lord and give him the time that he deserves. Because if we don't give time to the Lord, then we will miss out on what he is saying. And so we really need to grasp this, because, Matthew chapter 25, I'm going to finish with this. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Then those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels and their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." And I believe this is very much a parallel to the return of Christ. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who are ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. The Bible says those who were ready. So are you ready for his return? Because there is such a thing as too late. And so we must prioritize our prayer life. We must prioritize, you know, going to church and studying the Word of God and serving God. Because like Jesus said, night cometh when no man can work. And there is a world that needs to be won to Christ. And I would encourage you, get involved in your local church. You know, join a church that teaches the Word of God, that honors the Bible and honors the Word of God. And, you know, find somewhere where you can serve and get involved and play your part in preparing our world for the return of Christ. Because the reality is, even if you are ready, there are so many others who are not. And so we need to play our part in reaching our generation for Christ. Hallelujah. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. C.T. Studd. That was a man who understood priorities. So do you have priorities that will last in the light of eternity? Do you have priorities that will bring fruit in eternity? George Whitfield said this: "God is well pleased when all of our actions proceed from love, love to himself and love to immortal souls." Hallelujah. Are immortal souls your priority? If not, they should be. Hallelujah. So, Lord, use us to win this world for you in Jesus' name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again next week right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.